From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 4th, 2016. Every year, at noon on the second Wednesday of January, the convening gavels sound at the Virginia General Assembly, calling to order 100 members of the House of Delegates and 40 members of the State Senate. Those 140 legislators typically consider 2,000 to 3,000 bills and resolutions, including the Commonwealth's budget. Usually between 100 and 200 General Assembly bills each year have something to do with water, or with land uses that can affect water. What topics do you think are or ought to be on the General Assembly's water agenda? Have a listen for about 10 seconds to one possible list and see if your choices are there.
Chesapeake Bay.
Southern rivers.
Groundwater. Stormwater.
Water quality.
Water supply.
Gas pipeline.
Offshore energy.
Climate change.
Land use.
Wetlands.
Those and other important water issues often get some General Assembly attention. But of course, the Assembly has a lot more on its mind than just water. Taxes, health care, education, transportation, and other big issues challenge legislators' time, energy, and negotiating skills. Whatever the topic of legislation, however, state legislators are always focused on what groups of constituents might be affected. Have another listen for about 10 seconds to a list of some of the constituents the General Assembly must consider.
Landowners.
Businesses.
School kids.
College students.
Households.
8.3 million Virginia residents.
Lots of topics, lots of constituents. Plus, the sessions move fast, and the decisions can have widespread and important consequences. Those are the legislators' challenges. But Virginia citizens have a big challenge, too, following the work of their elected representatives and voicing their opinions. Citizens can follow legislation and find contact information for General Assembly members online at virginiageneralassembly.gov. By participating, citizens add their voice to the long history of debate in Virginia's legislature, which began in 1619 as the House of Burgesses. Thanks to several Virginia Tech colleagues for lending their voices to this episode. And we close with a few seconds of a tune that may have entertained Virginia legislators as far back as the 1600s. Greensleeves, performed here by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.